House Audio Podcast Network.
If you're seeking love, whether in a relationship already or not, if you don't love yourself first, no one else can love you right either. You can't expect a partner to love you right if you aren't confident that you're worthy of love. It's like, why would anyone else feel that way? Like, why would anyone else feel you're worthy if you don't even feel like you're worthy, you know?
Welcome to the Awkward Mom Stage Podcast. Grab yourself a glass of water or wine, whichever suits your day, and get ready, because the Awkward Mom Stage starts now.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, hi, hello, and welcome. I'm Lola, and I'm so glad you're here. So I posted on Instagram, like, last week, I believe, an anonymous questions box, so you guys can ask questions or just say whatever, I guess. And I just kind of wanted to see how it would go. So I'm just going to read the random stuff I got in here because really, y'all, like, come on. Okay, so there's only a few because it wasn't up for long because, like I said, I just wanted to try it out. But let's see. I'll open this one. That's not even a question. Are you judgmental? I don't think so. I'm pretty open-minded, I feel. I feel like I'm a pretty open-minded person, so I don't think I'm too judgmental. I mean, I feel like by nature, every human is judgmental to some sort, but, like, I'm not judgmental to the point where I'm, like, you know, judging. I don't care what you do. Like, as long as you mind your business, I don't care. It says, do you want kids eventually, but everybody that knows me knows I already have kids. So if you mean, do I want more kids? No, I am done. Baby factory closed. You busy this weekend? I don't know. Probably. Have you done drugs? Really? Really? I mean, I don't know. That depends on what you consider a drug. Have I done anything crazy like cocaine or any of that stuff? Nope. Because, first of all, I don't like needles. So you definitely won't catch me doing nothing that involves a needle. And I don't like things going up my nose. It hurts. The only thing I like is piercings. That's the only pain that I will tolerate. And I just feel like there's, like, no drugs that I find that I, like, saw and was like, ooh, I gotta try. Like, nah, I'm good. Weed is the extent of my experience. Well, no. I mean, you know, you got your, I mean, prescription medication is a drug. I mean, I guess if that counts, but even I ain't even like that. I don't like swallowing pills. So no, yeah, weed is like the extent of like that. Anyway, all right. So that was it. I might do it again. I might post the box up again. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask a more in-depth question, or somebody can ask a more in-depth question, because them three were questions. Y'all, stop it. So today's episode, I'm talking about falling in love with you. One thing we often forget is that love starts with you. If you're seeking love, whether in a relationship already or not, if you don't love yourself first, no one else can love you right either. You can't expect a partner to love you right if you aren't confident that you're worthy of love. It's like, why would anyone else feel that way? Like, why would anyone else feel you're worthy if you don't even feel like you're worthy, you know? That's where self-care and self-love come in. If you don't love yourself right, then how can you expect someone else to love you right? They don't know. You don't even know. I know for me, I was confident and I knew what I wanted in life and where I was going. I mean, I won't say I knew exactly what I wanted in life then, because, you know, I was in my early 20s, but, like, I had a general idea and, you know, plan of what I wanted in life and, like, how I wanted it to go, I'll say. But, you know, then once I started having kids and I got married, everything about, you know, me and my life changed, because life changes so much for a woman when she becomes a mother and a wife, like, much more than just her last name. Which, funny story, it took me like a year to legally change my last name. I actually just recently changed the last thing that I had my maiden name on, like a week ago, maybe, I think, with That one I just, forgot about and didn't even realize that my maiden name was still attached to the account because it was so long ago or whatever. But yeah, like it was so hard for me to let that go because I knew that was like the end of me and my old self. Like I was entering into a new life and becoming a new person and entering into something I really knew nothing about at the time because, despite what everyone tells you about marriage, they don't tell you the truth, and that shit is hard. Like, they give you the rainbow sunshine version, like, oh, you're a woman, so you have to get married by XYZ. It's different talking about marriage when you aren't married than when you actually are, because like when you're actually married, like it's a whole different ball game. But like, whatever, some of the things that I changed, was fine because that's whatever how it works. But then some stuff, it's like, I don't know if I like this, because like, when you're learning and you're growing, you're trying to adult, basically, you're figuring out what you like and what you don't like. And sometimes shit you thought was cute or whatever, or fine in a relationship, may not be your thing. When you mature and figure out that it's not necessarily the best way to go about something. But now you've been doing it for so long without realizing it, or just, letting it go on, or it's something that your partner like wants or likes, or whatever. And you've just been kind of going with the flow, and because when you were younger, you didn't really care either way or whatever. But now you're like in your 30s and you're like, okay, I think we should be communicating better now. Or, we've never compromised on this. It's always just gone your way. But like after getting married, having kids and like all the things that I've gone through in life and seen, you lose yourself and you have to find yourself again and make sure you're okay, because if you don't do it, no one else will, and you will die alone on that hill of loneliness. Many relationships start off great, but then, they end up not so great, or it's a relationship where when it's good, it's good, or when it's bad, When you don't love yourself or you're not confident in who you are, then that's what you attract. It's much easier for you to fall into like a toxic relationship or situationship or whatever, or even just be complacent in your current one where you just, get into a robotic groove that's comfortable. You and your partner live together, but you live separate lives. The reason for that, it could be numerous things: a lack of self-love, lack of emotional intimacy, little communication or lack of compassion. You're never alone together. You can't talk about intimate or relationship issues. You don't date each other. You aren't really close anymore. You lack affection, which, leads to a dull bedroom experience. Or it could be a combination of all of the above, like whatever it is. The capacity to provide what the other person needs for emotional intimacy, it goes a long way toward making both you and your relationship stronger. When you genuinely love yourself, you're in a better position to provide that for your partner, and you can help your partner know what you need to feel loved and understood and connected, But when you have no self-love, no self-respect, you lack confidence in yourself, that's going to bleed into your relationships too. So when you notice that things aren't going right in the relationship, or you aren't finding, the love in the dating world or whatever the case may be, you might want to look inward and see if you may have to start with yourself and what you can do to start working toward the love that you deserve. If you're trying to start right now, a great place to start would be getting rid of self-criticism. There's always something that we're looking to criticize ourselves about. According to society, there's always something we can be changing. Like, if you put together all of the shit that society says that a woman should look like, and you just took all them pieces and you put them all together, that would look terrifying, okay? So why are you listening to these people? Especially men, like, they don't even know how women's bodies work, y'all. Stop playing, okay? It's not like society doesn't already take the time to pick us apart on the daily, so why would we need to add extra criticism on top of that, especially coming from ourselves? You have to be your biggest cheerleader for everything. Any other teammates are just an added bonus. Do you feel me?
Do you want to start a podcast, but you don't know where to start? As the host and producer of this podcast, I can tell you it's definitely not easy. When I started out, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing or where to start. Actually, I still kind of don't know what I'm doing. Buzzsprout has been my go-to from the start of my podcast. They have so many helpful videos on hosting, how to edit, how to add music, how to post, what to post. I mean, you name it, they help you with it. And their Facebook community is helpful too. So let me tell you now, if you're a podcaster and you're trying to start a podcast, or you already have a podcast and you're looking for a host, definitely check out Buzzsprout. They have everything you need to get started, even a domain name if you don't already have one. Trust me, I'm no tech genius, and Buzzsprout has definitely been my saving grace. So if you're interested, you can click the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting journey. Now back to the show.
I look fat, I'm too skinny, I used to look better when I was younger, no one will ever fall in love with who I am or how I look. Those thoughts have got to go. They're doing nothing but slowing you down and bringing you further into the negative. Stop looking on social media and comparing yourself to the people you see. This person looks thinner or younger. First of all, Facetune is a thing, filters and all the rest, okay? I won't even get into the things that you can rent or take pictures in or whatever to look rich or exclusive, whatever. It's like all over the internet now of people being like, this isn't even real, I don't even look like this, I can't afford this lifestyle, or whatever. Even the most confident, beautiful, and rich people have insecurities. For a lot of them, that's the main reason they became rich in the first place, you know, because if you're rich, then ain't nobody gonna pay attention to how terrible of a person you are, or your insecurities can be covered up by all the stuff that you buy, you know, whatever. So that's neither here nor there. Just stop comparing, because you'll be comparing all day. Hell, they have influencers that are literally digital characters now. They aren't even real people. So you probably following some digital character and you trying to look like them, and it's never going to happen because they're not even real. It makes it a lot harder for us to be objective about our bodies and how we look and our state of health, obviously. But you have to work on loving yourself first and getting rid of the constant stream of negative thoughts that circulate in your mind. Give yourself time to process your thoughts and identify the negative one, and then do something that makes you happy and makes you feel good about yourself. Find something that takes your mind away from all the negative thoughts, which means if you're scrolling on social media and it's making you sad, log off. This will improve your mood, but it will also help you to reprogram your mind and fill it with positive thoughts. Sometimes when we think about healing and forgiveness, we think about, oh, I have to forgive this person, or I have to grow from this situation, or whatever. But you also have to forgive yourself as well. Forgive yourself for all that you've done, for the mistakes that you've made, and everything that you failed to do, or whatever. To love yourself also means you have to forgive yourself as well. Not forgiving yourself can lead to constant feelings of regret and remorse that makes it impossible for you to love yourself truly. Just like you have to forgive other people so that you're able to move on or whatever or grow, you have to forgive yourself for things as well, whether it was your fault or not. You know, like, just forgive yourself for whatever the situation is, whatever it is that you're holding on to. Forgiveness is something that I definitely have to work on. I am really good at holding a grudge, and I can even hold a grudge with myself, because it's just really hard for me once I've been like hurt or whatever for me to open back up and be vulnerable again. And it's easier to hold a grudge, but then it doesn't help me in the healing process and my growth process, obviously, at all. So I have to learn how to forgive and move on as well. So, you know, letting go of emotional baggage is hard, but it's also something that you need to do that will also help for you to live the life that you want rather than living the way you think you should or how others think you should. Letting go of negative feelings and thoughts, whether that be from your current relationship or a past relationship, helps encourage cooperation in whatever it is that you're trying to do. If you're trying to get somewhere in your current with your current partner, you can't hold on to negative feelings and hold a grudge if you're trying to move forward. And that goes the same for if you're out there dating. You can't harbor negative feelings from past experiences and then bring that energy to the dating table, because you're going to receive that same energy back in some way. Sometimes just taking a break and doing something that makes you happy or that you enjoy and just stepping away from everything can help uplift your mood. working on yourself physically and mentally, you know, whether that means taking up a new sport or learning a new skill or studying or reading or, you know, learning whatever, something new. Just adding something to your personality will make a world of difference, and you'll start to see new things about yourself that you may not have discovered that you even liked, you know, if you never tried it. Find your happy place somewhere, you know, that you like the beach, or go for a hike, or go for a drive, or a walk, or take your dog to the dog park. Whatever it is, it could be something as simple as going to a room in your home, a quiet room in your house, or on your back porch with a cup of coffee or tea or something, or going to the library. For me, I love the library. It's my favorite. I'm in love with the library. Not only do I love to read, but I just love the library. I love the library atmosphere. I love the smell of old books. Like, it's just my jam. You know what I'm saying? It's my aesthetic, if you will. I actually plan on having a library in my home one day, but that's neither here nor there. Like, just find somewhere that helps you clear your mind and recharge. At least for me, I'm still working on the fitness part. Obviously, ain't nobody seen me in the gym. But I am trying to be more conscious of what I'm eating and trying to restructure how I take care of my body. Someone who begins, you know, to work on your mind and body, you know, you'll often see the results that you want in other aspects of your life as well, because if you take care of your body will take care of you. Really, the key to living the life you want and finding the partner you want to share it with, or creating and building a stronger relationship with your current partner, is learning to love yourself first. It all comes back to you first. If you're loving yourself right and you know your worth, it's much harder for the unworthy to come in and drain your time. Or if you already have someone that's unworthy, it's much harder for them to continue to hide the fact that they are unworthy. So just make sure that you're focusing on doing things that are going to bring in the positive, doing things that are going to bring back the love for yourself. Look in the mirror every morning and tell yourself that you're beautiful, you're cute, whatever. I'll compliment myself in the mirror. I have to do that. I had to learn how to do that. Like, you know, like, oh girl, you looking cute today. Like, give yourself confidence. Be your own cheerleader. Buy your own flowers. You don't need anyone else to do that. And honestly, if you're doing it for yourself, other people will see it and be like, this isn't something that she needs from me, but I'm going to do it to get her attention, and because she likes it, and because she appreciates it, and because I want her to appreciate me or him or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, do things for yourself, and then other people will see that you can do them for yourself. You don't need them to do it for you. You are perfectly content in your own little world, and then they will come over and bring that energy to you. Okay? If you want somebody to buy you flowers, buy yourself flowers first. Period. Okay, y'all, it's time we say something we're grateful for. So, what are you grateful for this week? This week, I'm grateful for me. I worked with myself on some tough things this past week, and I'm proud of myself for getting through those things. I always give myself a little bit of time to get out my emotions so that I can move on and go on to better. So, I did some journaling and some crying this past week, and now I'm ready to move forward. So, this week, I am definitely thankful for me, myself, and I. Next week on the podcast, I have a great conversation coming with productivity and time management coach Alexis Hasselberger. So that's going to be a great episode to listen to if you've been struggling with time management or haven't been as productive as you'd like lately. That's definitely something I've been struggling with. So it's going to be a great episode. After everything the world has been going through lately, I know being alone with your thoughts can be an isolating feeling, especially the stay-at-home parent gang. Sorry, but your dog isn't interested in giving you life advice. As someone who has seen the extreme depths of depression, postpartum depression, anxiety, and stress myself, it can and often will allow those intrusive thoughts and negativity to consume you. After going through an extremely tough year and dealing with a miscarriage, today's sponsor, BetterHelp, definitely came to my rescue, and they're here to help you too. BetterHelp has customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't even have to leave your house or see anyone on camera if you don't want to. There's a broad range of expertise on BetterHelp, And with over 20,000 plus therapists in their network, it's so easy to find the right therapist for you. You just fill out a questionnaire to help access your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. You schedule your secure video or phone sessions, and you can exchange unlimited messages with your therapist. I've used BetterHelp for over 3 years, and it was definitely helpful when I moved to a whole new state and knew absolutely no one. Those unlimited texts came in handy, because I needed a new therapist, but couldn't leave because of lockdown. BetterHelp was there. Everything you share is completely confidential, and you can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. So many people are already using BetterHelp that they are currently recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So join the 2 million plus people who have already taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/awkwardmomstage. That's betterhelp.com/awkwardmomstage. The link will be in the show notes. Mental health is so important, and so are you. If you feel that you need help with more than just figuring out who you are, or if you just need someone to talk to, BetterHelp makes it easy to find a therapist that's right for you. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and your continued support. If you haven't already, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. You can even just leave 5 stars on Apple. You don't even have to type words if that's not your thing. But it really helps me out with ranking, and I'll show up more on podcasting platforms so more listeners can find me. Let me know you're listening and you love it. Share the love by taking a screenshot of today's episode or copy the link, share and tag me at The Awkward Mom Stage on Instagram or at Awkward Mom Stage on Twitter so others can find me as well. I'll reshare them and shout you out on the podcast as a thank you. If you'd like to donate to the show to help with behind the scenes, or you just want to buy this hot mess mama a coffee, you can do that as well with the show the support link in the show notes. If you're enjoying the show so far and you have topics you want me to cover or someone you think should be a guest on the show, send me a DM or an email and let me know. I hope you all have a great Friday or whichever day you're listening to this. Have a great week or weekend, and remember to spread love and positivity. And until next week, y'all, always remember you're beautiful. Bye.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Awkward Mom Stage podcast. Make sure to visit our Instagram page at The Awkward Mom Stage, where you can follow and find information on next week's show, updates for the podcast, behind the scenes clips, and more. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast shows. While you're at it, if you're enjoying the show, I'd appreciate it so much if you rate the show on iTunes or share this podcast with a friend. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. I hope you have an awesome week. Always remember you're beautiful. Lola.